This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. We often ask listeners to tell us about experiences with some work of art that changed their lives. Armando Bajolo wrote us from Washington, D.C. and gave us two for the price of one. When he was a little kid, he was swept away by a Hollywood soundtrack, and then when he got older, by the music of a more esoteric composer.
I was born actually in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and was raised there till I was about 16 years old, then came to this country 16 years ago this summer. And I got into classical by way actually of Star Wars, believe it or not, and out of that soundtrack, that John Williams soundtrack. I hadn't heard an orchestra before, and it just was, wow, this is really kind of cool. Even listening to the soundtrack at home, I could tell who was who by what I was listening to. Well, the dark, kind of gloomy music, oh, that's Darth Vader, you know, and then the heroics, oh, that's Luke, and he's doing this, and I loved it. I still love it. Only later I found out, oh, but he's using leitmotifs. He's doing the same thing that Wagner did. I really credit John Williams' Star Wars soundtrack for planting that seed when I was about 4 or 5 years old that led me to pursue piano and then actually just start composing and compose the kind of music that I went on to compose. I had a teacher. Her name was Susan Hurley, and I'll never forget this. She asked me, well, because at the time I was typical, I was rebellious against new music, and I thought, oh, 20th century music is so ugly. And, you know, I wanted to write this music that sounded like Mozart, like Beethoven. And she took me to a side in one lesson, and she said, you know, you write what you want to write, but think about this. Do you want people to listen to your stuff when you're gone? And they hear it, and they say, oh, that sounds like Mozart. Or do you want them to say, that sounds like Bajolo? It sounds like Armando Bajolo. Just having that challenge to be open-minded just really opened my ears to what was out there and what was possible. And I came back with a string quartet that was completely different than anything I had done. And something clicked. I'm in this process, my first year at the University of Michigan, you know, thinking, well, who do I want to write music for? What kind of music do I want to write? Well, let me hear some things that I'm not as familiar with. And I thought, well, I know this Andreessen piece. I've met him. I kind of like what I heard. Let me see what we have in the library. And I pulled out a few things, but I pulled out the Materi first. I thought, well, okay, here's a big piece. I like big pieces. So the piece starts with the huge, very defiant chords, which in a way, actually, that's what grabbed me the most. But hearing it the way Andreessen does it in the Materi was just so different. I mean, it's just the same chord 137 or 147 times, because it's a duet for two hammers. And so literally, they're just banging away rhythms. It just distills everything to just rhythm. And it also uses vocal soloists in a small group of about 8 singers as a little choir. In the first movement, they sing about Dutch independence, and that they sing the Dutch Declaration of Independence from the Spanish. And then they also sing about shipbuilding, which is what made them, you know, what helped them become independent. My biggest piece, this oratorio, has Materi in its mind. And, you know, this, it's a 72-minute piece for a small chorus, a small ensemble. And it's a setting of a passion, of the passion, but not setting the Bible, setting poetry. But that piece wouldn't exist, or at least not in the shape that it's in right now, were it not for Materi. And I wouldn't have done things like having solos for percussion with hammers representing nailing people up to a cross if I hadn't heard Materi Part 1 with, you know, long hammer duet. But this is pre-Mel Gibson, by the way. There's this sense, I think, in American music, and this is why I don't feel like I'm courageous enough to do it in my own music, I think there's a cultural thing. We want things to move quickly. You know, we have fast food, we have remote controls, 500 channels of TV, and we sit and flip channels constantly. Everything is fast, fast, fast in our culture. You know, the first 3 minutes of Matiri are the same chord, just gradually sped up. It can be hard to take. But if you stick with it, the payoff is incredible. And I think it's perhaps the greatest piece written in the last 25 years.
Armando Bajolo's Oratorio will premiere in Portugal in December. Studio 360's David Krasnow produced our story. If there's a symphony or a book or play or movie that changed your life sometime, we'd like to hear about it. You can reach us through our website, studio360.org.